Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Forever Dog.
Hello, Adventuricateers. The episode you're about to hear was recorded over Zoom and live-streamed on the internet in the not-so-distant past. It's just one of many stay-at-home live streams available right now on your Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast feed. But if you want access to the complete Thrilling Adventure Hour, that's the entire back catalog, plus bonus content, plus live streams not yet available here, plus complete libraries of classic segments in case you've ever wanted to listen to the complete Sparks Nevada in order and uninterrupted, or the complete Beyond Belief, the complete Captain Laserbeam, the complete Chrono Patrol Extended Universe, etc., etc., etc. All of that is available on Patreon for the low, low monthly price of $5. Patreon gives you a members-only RSS feed that can be plugged into your podcast player of choice for easy listening, and then you're off and running. Your Patreon membership not only gives you access to all that amazing content, it also helps us to keep doing the show. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you. And now, on with the show. To sign up for the Thrilling Adventure Hour Patreon, just go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. That's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour.
Broadcasting live from individual homes throughout these United States, it's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour! Kids, shine your astral spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Croach.
I am from Galoot Prokdal.
Mars, I think. Did you mean?
You designate Mars.
Mars.
Sparks Nevada writes the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catchin' and youngins need a savin', on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. the hypercattle is humming, and the marching savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth, but I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars. On the plains, the red planet, I uphold the law, and I do it with a pair of robot fists. Pow. Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. And I'm from Earth.
Pew, 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 pew.
When last we left our hero, Sparks Nevada was caught with his boots off by a spy in the ointment in an adventure still available for purchase on Vimeo. We now join the Marshal as he rides the range headlong towards danger in the company of a terse teenager.
Kid, I cannot help but notice you are riding alongside me.
And what I had heard as rumor of your capabilities and hoped would prove to be fact, have in fact so proved.
Yeah, even though I told you to stay put and let me go after the outlaw who seen to your paw.
Yes, I managed to decipher your code, despite the sophistication of imparting the opposite of that which was surely intended.
No, weren't no code, kid.
Marshal. I declare you do not need to continue to use the opposite code, being that we are all alone out here, away from the prime snoopery of eavesdroppers and busybodies.
Yeah, there weren't no code, and there still ain't one.
All right, use the code then, if that's your saddle to sit on. I defer to experience on such matters, being that I am familiar with the expression about whether it is preferable to be safe or to be sorry, and knowing since my earliest days, it is the former.
All right, let me try this. Go back to town, Zelda May.
Yes, Marshal, directly and right away.
Thank you.
I am winking in case your peripheral vision does not extend this far.
No code. Stop your horse, turn around, ride her back, wait for me.
Worry not, for I ascertain your true meaning with clarity, and I shall accompany you to attend the capture of the low-down crater rat who once and for all my paw untimely up to space heaven, that I may, with my daddy's pistol and wearing his hat over my own to honor him, once and for all said rocket hopper untimely in the sense of belatedly down to space perdition.
None of that, no.
Yep. All of it perfectly communicated.
All right. You want to play a opposite day checkers game? That's fine. Keep riding with me in what's sure to be a hornet's nest, but where the hornet's got guns and itchy hornet trigger fingers.
Thank you, Marshal, for both dispensing with the code and the invitation to which I do formally RSVP. Yes, Wise.
Now, look here. Hang on. You're wearing a hat under that hat?
This is the hat my paw left on his way to the pearly wormhole to receive his cosmic heart. I honor him by wearing it, but underneath here, this is my communion hat, which is just like his, but small. I wear it to honor myself.
Hat on a hat, you are a lot.
Thank you. I pride myself on being a lot. I look forward to my daddy's hat laying witness to me enacting vengeance upon his dispatcher.
This badge I'm wearing don't represent vigilante justice.
Just to put words to a specific plan, I want you to lay the outlaw face down in front of me in the very dirt in which he will end up under, and then I'll beat on him until I decide my daddy's hat has seen its fill, and then I'll send him once and for all to the other side of the aforementioned dirt.
Dirt, yeah. Now, law and order is what this badge is for. I'm a marshal. I respect the law. I maintain order.
But... please.
No.
Ain't gonna ask you again.
Don't. Good. Thank goodness. Yeah.
Please.
You just said you weren't gonna ask me again, and then you...
Let me kill him just a little bit.
No, no amount.
Fine.
Good.
Please, I just wanna kill him. Just let me do it, please.
No, Look, the trail leads here to the caves of Zizix. Reckon he's in here.
Great, okay, let's get a move on.
Now, they're full of spiders, pitfalls, and judging by the tracks, the established killer we're tailing. You wait here, Zelda May.
I wanted to get Croach the Tracker to help me, but I heard he follows the rules, and I heard you were more fun.
That checks out. Yeah, I'm the fun one. Yeah.
I also heard you have sincere grit, the truest gumption on all of Mars.
All right. You can keep appealing to my vanity from out here. Look, if I yank the culprit out and let you kick him in the shins before we head back, will you wait out here?
If I don't listen to you, what are you going to do? Arrest me?
Yes. But first, I'll cuff you to that tree.
Fine. Okay, go. I'll wait. But I'm going to kick his shin so hard.
All right. Teenagers. I'd rather face a giant spider any day. Which, here we go. Caves, huh? They don't change, do they? Attention, spiders and outlaws. Marshal Nevada here. I don't want to have to pull my pistols today, but I will if you make me. Being honest, mood I'm in. Could go a couple rounds with my robot fists on. That's where I'm at. Oh, hang on. Pitfall. Made it. As I was saying, we can do this the easy way, or the fun way, or the hard way. It's up to you. Where are them giant spiders? Jai spies, you hiding from me until I let my guard down to come after me once it is? Because, hey, guess what? I don't let my guard down. And I... Pitfall. I just foiled your plan by saying it out loud. There are a lot of no spiders in these caves. Reckon whoever killed Zelda May's pa must have spooked the spiders. Reckon I'd better off calling Red and Croach for backup. Felton?
Help me, please.
It's not Felton. All right, stay put, I'm coming.
That is perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, just keep talking so I can find you.
Oh, yes. What should I talk about?
Are you in immediate danger?
No.
Well, what's your name?
Zizorp.
All right, where are you from, Zizorp?
Space.
Could you be more specific?
Outer space.
Perfect. All right. How'd you get here?
I crashed upon your planet.
And then you what? Came into some giant spider cave? Why'd you do that? Was there an outlaw here when you got in here? Were the spiders in here? When did you crash? Why wouldn't you go to town for help?
That is a lot of questions.
All right. Just help me make it make sense.
I do not care for your tone.
Okay. I just have to ask this because I'd kick myself if I didn't, and it turned out it was. But is this a trap?
No.
Took a minute. If it were a trap, what kind of trap would it be?
Sorry, what was that? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Shouldn't be. I'm the same amount of loud as I've been.
What?
All right, I'm leaving.
Do not leave.
You heard that part, though, huh?
To answer your question, if it were a trap, it would be a good one.
Oh, what's this now? What is this? Some sort of energy crystal? It is tight in here. Can't draw my pistols. Can't don my robot fists.
It would not be a good trap if you were able to overcome it.
Yeah, sure, from your point of view, maybe.
Yes, no, precisely. Now relax, Marshal Sparks, Nevada. Enjoy the slow hover to the center of the cave shortly. Notice to your left and right an intricate latticework of technology from beyond the stars.
Which stars, though? Which stars exactly?
These stars.
But like all of them?
Some of them. You do not need to know everything.
Is your name even Zizorp?
None of your questions will be answered.
You've answered some.
Now.
All right. Like you've been so forthcoming till now. Oh, look. Is this you here in the center of the caves where the technological latticework is its densest? You, like a glowing orb on a stick?
I will never tell.
You gotta tell. I can see by the way you glow to the time your voice is that it's you. Speaking of voices, I got a friend who can hear deep into the subfrequencies. Reckon all I gotta do is say, "Hey, Croach, I need your help," and he'll come a-running.
Not if he is already here.
Croach, you're trapped in an energy crystal too? Croach, I can't hear you. No, still not. I still can't hear you.
I have him on mute. I could not let him warn you.
Oh.
Sparks Nevada, I tried to warn you.
Yeah. He had you on mute.
Yes, he diminished my volume to below the range of your limited aural senses, but surely you were able to detect the warning secretion that I crafted to permeate the crystalline structure of this crystalline structure.
No.
Are your senses limited to... are your senses so limited that you could not smell the danger? You could not taste it?
Oh, gross. Come on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hat on a hat, you are so under arrest. It is very dangerous in here, unless, of course, you're part of this, which of course you're part of this.
Wait, you know Zelda May?
Yeah, you know her?
I have not had the pleasure of meeting this blue gentleman.
But I have.
Oh, twins?
No, not twins.
Oh, replicants?
Nope.
Replicans?
Ew, no.
I don't know. Come on. Androids, copycat people, Xeroxians, silly putty aliens, mishmashers from Dimension 5?
Nuh-uh.
Well, that part's good. Dimension 5.
It appears as though their DNA is identical, which can only mean one thing. Multicellular reproductive organisms.
Just say clones.
You designate them clones.
Clones, yeah.
We are not just clones.
We are alien clones.
Hat on a hat.
This is our creator. We call him Pa.
We fabricated the story of his death.
We fabricated a trail to lead here to him.
We distracted you with our particularities and insistences to make you eager to run from us and foolhardily into danger.
Where Pa trapped you?
Our ship crashed on Mars, and we need fuel to get home.
And our ship runs on pure gumption.
And so we have 2/3 of a tank of the most perspicacious heroes of Mars.
Then I only have one question. Whose hat is that on your hat?
Verisimilitudes.
Who?
My sensors indicate that Zelda May and the final third of our fuel supply approach. And mute. Help. Help me. Help.
I have procured the hero known through the galaxies as the Red Plains Rider. You have saved the strongest energy crystal for her?
Yes, but she must get closer. Closer.
Be ready. She is the fiercest and strongest by reputation. She is almost here. She is here.
Hello? Oops. Ah, energy crystal. Dang. Hey, Marshall and Croach are here too. What is this? Oh, are we going to be part of a human zoo? Or no, Croach ain't human. So maybe a Mars section of a universe zoo. You know, my wife has nightmares, something fierce, where someone collects her for a human zoo, shakes her up. But you ask me, being plucked up and took somewhere outside, weather's nice, they feed you, they take care of you, doctors and groomers? Well, sounds like an all-expense-paid spa vacation to me is what. But then, I'm an extrovert.
Make yourself comfortable while Pa tunes his energy crystals to each of your specific biometrics for infuelification, for you are not going to attend any sort of zoo, Red Plains Rider.
Wait, hang on.
Your unflinching courage will be consumed for fuel. You will be remembered, the Red Plains Rider, but not by us.
Yeah, I'm the Red Plains Rider, me.
My dogged inquiry led me to the saloon, where upon entering I was admonished for being a child in an adult environ by a bully and a scold.
A scold that was all covered with red dust from the plains that she rides.
And you heroically proved your mettle by serving me space sarsaparilla.
Wasn't no trouble in my place.
And then that scale countenance being mentioned consuming me with his snapping maw, and you soundly intimidated him.
I said shoo to a lizard man in his cups.
I ascertained your identity and confirmed it when I asked you for help, and you agreed to help me. Who else could or would?
Because of how I'm the Red Plains Rider, and not because I'm a nosy gossip interested in what sort of doings were being done.
Course.
Well, hey, looks like your pa's got my pals on mute. Seeing as how there ain't no way around what's happening, could we, well, maybe say our goodbyes?
Yes, fine. Zelda Mays, come help me prep the Conical Ridge Dreamer so we can squeeze every bit of grit out.
Red Plains Rider?
That's right. Red Plains Rider is me.
Sure, yeah. Your trademark handlebar mustache gives it away.
Protecting this attractive face from the elements. It rides the upper lip on Mars.
Don't. But
Red Plains Rider, what do you think of the sanctity of signifiers? Does it not affect you as it does me, Red Plains Rider? Does it not tear at your third and fourth most important organs?
Nope.
Have you completed your farewell ritual? We have set the reamers to low pulp.
Reckon so, because I'm the Red Plains Rider, the orneriest cuss there is.
Then who do you reckon I am?
Scold!
Barkeep!
Barkeep! That's who it is. Yep, barkeep. Yep, you found us. Show him your famous disregard for trouble, you know, vis-a-vis guns.
I do not want no trouble in my... No, that
it's close. Right. It's close.
Yeah, no, it's... Wait, hold on. I don't want no trouble no place is what I don't want. And I could smell it a-coming from here and taste it a little. Anyway, here's my guns all about it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, barkeep.
Oh, yes, we are under onus to you, barkeep. For salvation!
Maybe just stop saying names entirely?
Okay, is Croach okay? Is he Croach?
He's Croach, but...
I am sound.
Period.
Barkeep.
Don't.
My guns! They're caught in a small energy crystal. Give them back!
Why would I... No! You may retrieve them from the cave entrance on your way out. I'm sending them there now, barkeep.
Oh, ow!
Wait, it even hurts when he says it? That doesn't...
Yes,
that
doesn't. Yes, it hurts. Designators are singularly important. My organs explode and will continue to do so.
Oh, God. I swear we've been in disguise before. We've been in disguise a bunch of times, and this was not an issue.
I had fewer hearts then, Sparks Nevada. Gross. And I have fewer hearts now.
What's all this about designators?
You sure you got Sparks Nevada?
Yes. You sure you got Croach?
Yes. You sure you got the Red Plains Rider?
Fairly certain.
Well, yeah, you did. And now, Barkeep, figure out some way to get us out of here, or else go and save yourself and tell my wife I loved her, or your wife. And it don't matter. All that matters is that I am the Red Plains Rider.
Crouch.
He is not the Red Plains Rider. He is the Barkeep. She is the Red Plains Rider. Oh, I'm under onus to all of you. But you are under onus to me for misnaming yourselves.
Hey, I'm free.
Dang, now I'm trapped. I hate being cooped up more than anyone. Just ask them. I'm going to make you regret trapping me here in this crystal, you no-good circle.
I am a sphere.
Now, Zelda May, let us recalibrate the reamer for the true Red Plains Rider.
Oh, good. You're happy now?
My heart's mend themselves.
Now it's down to the Barkeep.
Yeah, I'll tell my wife I loved her. Any messages from you?
Yeah, only one. To you. It's down to you to bust us loose.
Yeah, okay.
Enough chit-chat.
More than enough, you ask me.
I'm with Zelda May.
Thank you.
I meant her.
Oh. Thank you.
Too much chit-chat.
Overruled. Barkeep, you know what to do. Show your grit.
Oh, I ain't got grit, Marshal. I am trouble-averse.
Then why were you pretending to be Red back there?
Well, I reckon if we were to go, weren't no better way to do it than by running these clones and their sphere daddy out of gas on the way, being that I'm short on the grit they needed. Well, that'd teach them. I may not have grit, but I got spite for light years.
That's great.
That's same
equivalent
thing.
Energy.
That is what grit is.
Huh. Well, yeah, maybe being willing to die for spite is pretty close. Too close for me to see it. So what do I do now? Scrap.
If there's one thing I know about you, Barkeep, is that you can take three teenagers in an orb.
Right. I can give teenagers some trouble.
Arm teenagers?
Give me those.
Pa, the main man took our guns.
I'll shoot him with them. What, I'm the bad guy? They're teenagers. Come on.
I don't think I gotta shoot them.
You don't.
Do not shoot us.
No, got a glow sphere comes in Wednesday nights. Mean drunk, but easy to send packing. All you gotta do with the glow sphere is tap, tap, tap.
Stop that.
Oh, you like that? I bet you don't. Tap, tap, tap. Y'all don't have to go home, but y'all cannot stay here.
I do not like it. Stop it. All right, fine. Fine. We will go.
Without my friends.
Without your friends. We have enough biofuel for our return from the giant spiders we reamed.
Then why did you need us?
For our jump drive. We wanted to be home by dinner. But now, we will be home by breakfast.
And to eliminate any lawmen that might come after us for converting all the spiders.
Hat on a hat?
Yes.
I ain't gonna miss you.
Wish I could say the same. Oh, wait, I can. You may as well be breakfast, Marshal, because I will not miss you.
Just go.
Well, we did it. I mean, I did it. Do you guys, is this... Wait, I think I got adrenaline. Is this that what that feels like? Oh, I understand sports now, too. Woo! You guys feel like this all the time? I get it. You know, I think I want trouble in my place. Like, right now. Like, let's go scrap some more. I got a taste for it. I'm gonna grow me some grit, I think.
Yeah, maybe work your way up, Barkey.
Yeah, how do I do that?
Well, I know where you can scrap with four teenagers and two spheres.
O'Toole's?
I'm mine. How are your hearts, Crouch?
Perfect once more.
Is this the end of Sparks, Nevada? Has our determined hero repulsed a pack of cunning teens with only his dependable metal and purposeful peer group? Will Barkeep's newfound need to conscript conflict cause concern to our champion? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks Nevada, Marshall Longmores!
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.